Welcome to Think Big with Dan and Kasim. Join host Dan Melnick and Kasim Masood as they explore big ideas, limitless possibilities, and engage with visionaries, entrepreneurs, and thought leaders who dare to dream big. Get inspired, motivated, and find practical tips for personal growth. Think big, dream bigger, and ignite your potential.
Welcome to Think Big with Dan and Kasim. And if you want to go ahead and introduce yourself, tell us where you live and what you do for a living.
Hey, my name is Wyatt Ewing. I am the founder and CEO of Ice Barrel, based here in Sugar Creek, Ohio, right in the Midwest, where we manufacture and do all the distribution of our products.
Awesome. So I'm just curious more about Ice Barrel. Like, what exactly you guys do and how you got the idea for this business?
Yeah, so we create and distribute the most accessible and effective cold therapy solutions to help you get colder and feel better. So we have three different models of ice baths that you can, depending on your needs, location, climate, you can pick one of the models, and then you can quickly, easily, and effectively take an ice bath. I started Ice Barrel back in 2017. My background was in corporate aviation. I helped people buy and sell jets. It was a really challenging time in my life. I had really bad anxiety from childhood as well as from the aviation space. And I found cold therapy as a way to like manage stress. It was pretty impactful. For whatever reason, my physiology responded so well to the cold that it changed my whole life. My attitude improved. I started taking better care of myself, the things and people I loved most. I got my energy back. I staved off all the anxiety. It was really impactful for me. So I did the crazy entrepreneur thing, quit my job, started the business out of my garage, outgrew my garage, ended up moving my family cross country from Colorado to Ohio to scale production in the business. And it just took off since then.
Awesome. So like in terms of your business, right? Like you mentioned you guys have different options for people who are looking to get into some ice therapy. So I'm curious, like, who's an ideal customer and like what type of options would you recommend for different types of people?
Yeah. So everybody is a potential customer for us. We created and designed our products here in the United States, and our products are made for the human experience. So we're really thoughtful in the design. And one of the things that makes Ice Barrel really unique is you're able to take an ice bath in an upright position, whether that's sitting cross-legged, sitting on the seat in the Ice Barrel 500, or just kind of being extremely buoyant and staying floating in that upright position. That's really important because if you think about it, nowhere in nature does an animal or a human go into the fight or flight response and then lie in a rested position. So why are we taking ice baths and bathtubs, right? It's counterintuitive to nature. So we wanted to create products, again, designed for the human experience and for cold therapy. So we have the Ice Barrel 300. That product is really easy to step in and out of. It's great for our elderly customer, adaptive athletes, and our female demographic likes it as well because they can look into the barrel and they can see the bottom of it. Whereas our Ice Barrel 400, that holds 105 gallons of water. You look in the bottom, it's hard to see the bottom. There's so much water, right? So it's a little more intimidating, but we can fit some of our larger customers in the Ice Barrel 400. It's extremely lightweight, compact, durable. You can put it on your apartment complex balcony. You can throw it in the back of your pickup truck if you want to take it with you somewhere. So it's a great product for just versatility. And then our newest product is the Ice Barrel 500. This is the world's most insulated cold therapy unit. There's two steps into it, a step down. You sit on the seat. It's a very comfortable position. And that's the new Ice Barrel 500. We also have our app, which we recently launched. The app was designed for you to track your ice baths, connect with the cold therapy community, take part in our world-class cold therapy guided meditations, as well as control the water chiller, which is the newest addition to the family. It's only chiller in its class. There's been no other chiller actually made for cold therapy. Everything has just been aquarium chillers that people white label as water chillers. But we actually built a cooling device here in the US designed for cold therapy. And you'll be able to control that right from the app as well. It's a really cool product lineup.
Awesome. So I guess like for the app, or do you guys have like, you know, other products? Because like I know like in your business, many people are just buying one barrel, right? So like how do you measure customer lifetime value in your business?
Yeah, so that's actually a really common misconception about cold therapy as a whole. The reason being is we're social creatures and we connect through suffering right? That's one way that we connect, at least. And taking an ice bath is a form of suffering, right? So once you take your ice bath, you start enjoying the practice. You didn't want to include other people in it. So you buy a second barrel for your spouse, and then you want to have your friends come over. And so our customers buy 2 to 3 barrels, actually, which is pretty crazy. And then they add on the water chiller. It's in a pre-order stage right now. And then we have roughly 15 ancillary products as well. Our water stabilizer, cleaning soap, Epsom salt, and then the filters for the chiller. And so those things, we made it simple to go on subscription so that you can stay up on all your maintenance for your product. And then you can get access to the app, which we fully give away for free. Awesome. We spent hundreds of thousands of dollars, close to $1 million, building out this app from scratch, bringing these incredible coaches to do guided meditations through your ice baths, whether you're doing it for sports recovery, for mental health, for improving sleep. And we gave all of that away for free.
That's amazing. And I love how you guys are able to just give so much value to your customers with the app. And it's like, yeah, it's one thing to like sell a product, but it's a whole different thing to actually sell the whole experience and to sell this transformation where you can track it in the app for people who are actually going to go and use your product every single day.
Exactly. Yeah.
Hey, y'all. It's Dan Melnick, the CEO of Zing. And I wanted to share a special offer for all of our listeners. Right now, if you need software development services, we'll give you 2 weeks of a free trial. Do you need to update your website? You want to build a mobile app? Do you want to update something that you've been working on for a long time? We've worked in a high-level technologies like AI, machine learning, blockchain. So shoot me a text, 817-874-2208. Thank you.
Awesome. So obviously, nowadays, many companies are looking for different ways to be more innovative. So do you guys currently use AI in your business? And if not, like, what do you think made AI could come in and give you more value?
Big fan of how we've utilized AI. We have saved a lot on our legal costs because we're able to bring more robust projects to our legal team. So they're not starting from scratch. We do a lot of copywriting in-house. So AI has supported exponentially on that. We have integrated really great AI tools into our email efficiencies as a team to auto sort, which has saved me a tremendous amount of time. Also, we get a lot of inbound inquiries. We're able to sort those through AI tools, link them through Zendesk, and then our team can get back a lot faster, which has been extremely helpful. And then lastly, I broke my arm. And so I use an AI tool to help me write and compose emails where it has my language model in it, as well as I can talk to the AI tool and talk my emails, and then it helps me improve them, things like that, which has helped me tremendously. Right the day before I broke my wrist, I told my wife that I am the fastest typer in the company, that I was so bad in the beginning, 2017. I'm like finger punching the keys. I got extremely proficient. And then the next day I broke my wrist and found AI to help. So it's been very useful.
So in terms of your business today, is it mostly retail, D2C, Amazon? What does that breakdown look like? If you can kind of like break it down by percentage.
Yeah. So 80-85% D2C. And then the remainder is split up between retail, Amazon, and our dropship dealers. A few things that are really cool. We just launched on Costco and on Best Buy. We have a couple other big retailers coming on later this year. So that's a big strategy going into 2024 and beyond.
Are there certain areas like of the country that you're more focused on, like, you know, certain markets where you even see more people resonating with your products?
We're in the business of helping everybody everywhere experience their full potential through the power of cold therapy. So there are different cohorts around the country that adopt cold therapy maybe quicker than other areas, but we really do take a holistic approach because we want to spread the benefits everywhere. Wherever there's larger concentrations of humans is naturally where our customers are: New York, California, Texas, Florida, Denver, places like that. But we have barrels on every continent other than Antarctica. We have ice barrels in close to 25 different countries, all over the US, Canada, and Europe. It's pretty crazy. We've shipped products to the Middle East, New Zealand, Australia. It's been crazy.
But is your vision to be like in retailers in those countries too? We really just focus more on the US right now.
Right now, we're heavily focused on our U.S. business, but we do have international expansion as part of our business plan.
Awesome. So obviously, like, I mean, you mentioned that you sort of dove into this business and, early, like, in your career. So I guess I'm curious, like, obviously everybody has challenges, never like this perfect situation. So early on, I guess, like, what were some of the biggest challenges that you experienced and sort of like, persevered, including, even possibly dealing through COVID, things like that. Like, what did that look like for you guys?
Yeah, I mean, some of our biggest challenges was cash. I didn't go raise money when I started this company. I raised my first round, a very small round last year, raising my real round, my big boy round this year. But I bootstrapped this thing up until then, and it was wild. Like, we would run out of money and I would go sell an airplane to keep the lights on. I even sold tractors and lawnmowers and bulldozers. I raised my own black Angus beef, and so there were times where I was selling beef. Anything I could do to just keep grinding and keep the business going until it hit an inflection point in 2021 where the business fully sustained itself. And that was the first year that I took a paycheck from the company. So
That's
it
awesome.
was quite the journey.
Yeah, for sure. I feel like that's really great to know, because I think that so many entrepreneurs, like, it's very difficult to scale and to grow. But the fact that you were persistent and kept going on and doing, like, whatever it took to grow your company is really inspiring. So if you could go back in time to before you started, like, what is one biggest, piece of advice that you wish you knew before you got started?
Yeah, something that I've learned over the years that has been very impactful for me is in every situation, in every circumstance, you have a choice. You can be the hero of your story, or you can be the victim of your story. And I started choosing to be the hero, no matter the circumstances, no matter how dark the days got, no matter how challenging, no matter how much money we didn't have, I chose that I'm going to be the hero in this story and Wyatt's story. So choosing that every day, every minute is what I would go back and tell my younger self, because he definitely needed that.
That's amazing. So if we're going to have this conversation again in 1 year from now, where do you see things going for Ice Barrel?
In 1 year from now, well, that's a great question. I want to immediately get really tactical, but I want to keep this kind of higher level. We've served another, I mean, I would love by next year to have fully doubled the business. So we'll have at that point served around 80,000 customers, creeping up on that 100,000 customer. And that means that we've probably given out close to 500,000 ice baths by that point, which would be incredible. I really see the app ecosystem and community really growing and expanding. And yeah, just a lot more of the same, but just at a bigger scale.
Awesome. So if somebody watching this wanted to reach out to you, do you mind sharing your website or social media? I guess best ways to get in contact.
Yeah, absolutely. So the website is icebarrel.com. The social media, which is our company's Instagram page, is one of my favorite platforms to send people to, because you can see real people experiencing real ice baths in a very relatable way. And that's just on Instagram at Ice Barrel. I'm not personally on social media, but my social media manager, she's incredible. She helps manage my LinkedIn account, and we collaborate on a weekly basis on putting out a LinkedIn post. So if you want to follow me, you can find me on LinkedIn at Wyatt Ewing.
Awesome. Well, Wyatt, thank you so much for your time today.
Yeah, thank you, Dan. It's great to be here.
Thank you. All right, bye.